Strange bedfellows are aligning on the issue of prison reform. Yesterday, a former prisoner joined New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and a top executive with Koch Industries for a discussion on mass incarceration. Shaka Singor spent 19 years in prison. 17 of them were in solitary confinement. In solitary, he structured his days like he was on a college campus.
Every day I would get up, exercise, and then I would study two or three subjects. Then I would do lunch. And I would study several more subjects, and then I would write pretty much until they cut the lights off at night.
He immersed himself in learning to distance the chaos of solitary, where he says most inmates suffered from mental illness. Leaving prison can be tough, he says.
There is no resocialization even into the general population, let alone back to society. So you're forced to sit with whatever you suffer from or you're subjected to in that environment. Fortunately, I had the wherewithal to do the things that I did in order to transform my life.
Now he's an author, college instructor, and directs an initiative to reduce the country's incarcerated population by 50%. In 2013, there were 1.6 million people in state or federal prison in the United States. Another 700,000 people are in jails. The United States incarcerates at a rate higher than any other country in the world.
There's a deep unfairness to this system.
Cory Booker is a U.S. senator and Democrat.
That I think compels Americans, regardless of your Republican or Democratic sense, there's a profound unfairness, I think, that's motivating strange coalitions that have emerged.
He says fixing the criminal justice system is at the core of unfinished business in the country. In Aspen, he sat alongside Mark Holden, senior vice president of Koch Industries. Koch is working with groups like the ACLU on the issue.
For Koch, it really gets down to Charles Koch and David Koch, and they are classical liberals. And they believe in a limited government, and they believe in expansive individual liberties in the Bill of Rights. So if you believe in the Bill of Rights and helping eliminate obstacles to opportunity for the disadvantaged, there's no better place to be than in the prison reform, criminal justice reform movement.
When it comes to reform, Booker, along with Rand Paul, have introduced the Redeem Act that would overhaul the nation's criminal justice system. The panelists agreed the issue is increasingly garnering public interest and will be part of the 2016 presidential race. Marcy Quivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.